Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Senior pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson welcome you and would like to invite you to go on a journey of changing the church, challenging the colleges, and charging into the community. The following message is from the series, The God of the Bible. Today's message is entitled, God, Our Righteousness.
Verse number 5 and 6. The days are here where our number one goal must be like him. If God is righteous, then we ought to be righteous. And before, go read your text, before it said God was righteous, he says, I'm going to build up what? A righteous branch. Come on, someone say, I will be. Come on, come on. Somebody say real loud, I will be the righteousness of God in the earth. Put a hallelujah behind that. All right, but our number one goal now must be to be like him. Come on, somebody say, oh, how I want to be like Jesus. All right, that must be our mission now. All right, stop emulating folks. Stop trying to be the next LeBron, the next Step, whatever. All that stuff that the world keeps telling us try to emulate. I'm going to be the next Bill Gates. I'm going to be like him. That's my goal. All right, so number one, the days are here. I promise you, I'm done, y'all. All right, I'm going to ask it's Deacon Montague. Who's helping you today? Montague, it's you, right, that's helping? Well, I'll just choose somebody, all right? I'm getting ready to call the guys to help me serve communion. Number one, our number one goal must be to be like him. Number two, our mission must become to save the lost, to deliver those that are bound, and to lead all to his feet. All right, number two. All right, not only do we want to be like Jesus, but now we've got to get a mission. Come on, ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, you got to get, come on, tell them, say, you got to get a mission. All right, we now got to get a mission to save the lost. There is someone around us in worse condition than us, and we've got to now get a heart for them. Oh, you didn't say that much there. I don't have the time to preach. All right, not only must our goal be to be like him, our mission now must be to save the lost, to deliver those who are bound, and to lead all to his feet. That's found in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 6. We now must be strong going about doing good, God-designed exploit. Never forget that it's going to be him to be mighty to save, mighty to heal, and mighty to deliver, but he's going to use us. Come on, ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, are you ready to be used? You can use my hands, you can use my feet, you can use my mouth, you can use my words. Carry me, the weight of your glory. Stop thinking that you can't be used. You'd be amazed if you say, God, my voice is your voice. He'll have you speaking some stuff and you won't know where it came from. You'll be telling your supervisor, well, you know, you're a good supervisor, but I wish you would be saved. And they'd be like, what is this saved stuff? Y'all ain't saying nothing. You'd call mom and daddy, tell them it's time out for that foolishness now. Y'all need to get y'all marriage together and now live for Jesus. And you'd be wondering, where'd it come from? And it'll come out of, you can use my hands, you can use my feet, you can use my mouth, you can use my words. Carry me with the weight of your glory. Kim, I wish I could sing like Kim Brock. I'd wear y'all out with singing. Oh, y'all didn't know Kim Brock can sing? She used to sing for the Towson Choir. Yeah, I put your business out there, didn't I? Our mission now must become to save the lost, to deliver the bound, and to lead all to his feet. Put in your notes St. Luke 4, verse 18 through 19. I'm finished. I'm finished. I'm finished. Number three. God is constantly designing a place that we must continually aim to dwell in. And you really need to read 1 Kings chapter 17. Because sometimes we get fixated on places that God has moved from. This ain't the season to be where God used to be. Somebody throw your hands up real high, real quick, and say, Lord, let me find the there of God. And there is a place called there. This is the season to always be looking for where he designed. At times, it'll be where the widow woman is to feed you. At times, it'll be down by the brook. At other times, he'll say, put on your best clothes. Because I'm about to take you to the president's house. Somebody just holler with me real loud. I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there. He is consistently designing a place. He is consistently designing. I need to help somebody right now. Somebody under the sound of my voice, your frustration is you're not in there. God is consistently designing a place called there. And it behooves that our steps would be ordered. It behooves of us to be led by the Lord. The most difficult place is where God is not. He is consistently designing a place that we must now continually dwell. Arise and go to Zarephath. I have commanded you to be fed. The earth is in much need of authentic prophetic people. People are hurting. People are lost. People are in need of direction. Romans 8 and 19. Hear me loud. The blind cannot lead the blind. We must see clearly. We must live faithfully. And we must love not our lives to death. And we will see God, our righteousness, show off. What is righteousness? If we're going to say God, our righteousness, then righteousness is defined as the quality of state of being right or just, rightful or just, right and proper conduct, characterized by uprightness. Morality, justifiable virtues. God's not just looking for a virtuous woman. He's trying to make us all virtuous. God is our righteousness. It's three simple points, and we're getting ready to serve communion. Number one, since God is our righteousness, it must become our whole desire to be like him. Come on, somebody say real loud, I just want to be like him. Number two, our mission must become to save the lost, deliver those that are bound, and lead all to his feet. And then number three, he is consistently designing a place where we must continually dwell. I want to be there. Thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister. I did my best, God. Bless it, consecrated in our hearts. Let us now live by these principles. And let us see change in the earth. We declare these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.
You've just heard a message on Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or you know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to order the full-length message. We hope you are encouraged to live the victorious life. And remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.